them up the flagpole, proud and true. Blazing all the fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.
Hey, welcome to another exciting podcast of Running Up the Flagpole, number 15. And it's with
Dave, Sasha, and Christine.
And Christine is mobile today. She's out in Borrego Springs, our most favorite place in the world. It is cool. The iPad was a good idea, Sasha.
Thanks. Say it again.
You're not going to hear that repeated.
Yeah, you should have taped that, Sasha.
That was a one-time compliment.
All right, guys.
So, what did we do over the weekend?
I had a good friend in town. He came over. We had game night. Made him dinner on Saturday. What else did I do last weekend?
Okay. So, Christine, what did you do over the weekend?
Nothing.
I think it was kind of a hang around the house, chill kind of weekend. Oh, my dog had to go to the vet on Saturday. That happened.
Ooh.
He's okay. He's got allergies. Surprise, surprise. He's been like scratching and shedding. And the vet said that there's bad allergies for dogs right now due to the Santa Ana winds.
So your dog had issues over the weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
He's got some allergies.
I hope he's okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Christine, nothing over the weekend. Now she just disappears. Okay. We finished the tile in the new house in Borrego, and it looks great. And then we did some more stuff around the yard, and we watched some movies. What movies do we watch? Oh, what was the fun movie we watched? Novocaine. Do you remember that one, Christine?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. What was Novocaine about, Christine? I don't think she remembers.
It was about this guy that, no pain. He couldn't get anything.
Isn't that how most guys feel?
No, we're on podcast 15. Fun fact, it's National Pasta Day.
I'm not sure what that means.
It's National Pasta Day. Every day is a national something, and today is National Pasta Day.
Oh, so basically we're supposed to eat pasta?
Gluten-free pasta for your girl, but then I'd eat it.
Okay.
Oh, I found the best recipe.
There you go.
It's pasta free.
Perfect for National Pasta Day.
It's fettuccine, so without the pasta.
What's the?
So then isn't it just Alfredo? Because fettuccine is the noodle.
With cabbage.
So it's cabbage Alfredo, not fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh my God. If you feed that to me.
It has a lot of protein in it.
So does this new cat recipe. Apparently, the new cat recipe. Should I talk about that now?
Yes.
Since it kind of applies.
I'm scared.
If you feed me that whatever cabbage feeny ching thing, I'm gonna do this what the cat did. There was a cat that got caught on a security camera dropping a mouse into the human family's dinner.
Yummy.
There was a pot on the stove. They were cooking some kind of soup or something, and the cat got a mouse.
Well, he's contributing.
And contributing to the food, dropped the mouse in there.
Do you know why cats bring you mice and snakes and bugs? They think you're stupid and you can't feed yourself.
We are stupid.
They think you can't feed yourself. They're providing you food. They're going out and hunting for you and bringing it to you. Because they don't think you can do it.
I could have used some while Christine was over there in Borrego. Because what did I have? Cream of mushroom soup and crackers? I think that was dinner.
I asked Christine. I was like, is he going to be able to feed himself while you're gone? We figured you were going to live off cottage cheese and apples.
Well, I didn't have any apples. So that's why I went to the store yesterday. But I left all the apples here for all you folks to eat.
Oh, we appreciate it.
Yeah,
the girls will hopefully eat them.
Yeah, I don't think you appreciate it.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So.
What else?
lovely of that cat. Before we get too far, let's talk about who we're sponsored by. We are sponsored by Flagpole Buddy. And just a friendly reminder that if you listen to the podcast, you know that you get 10% off with coupon code PC10. So I'd use that if I were you. Okay. That is all.
That is all. So,
on the topic of RVs and good old Flagpole Buddy, let's talk about gearing up for a trip. Your wardrobe, what are you bringing? And how do you get it into your RV so it makes sense and doesn't take up a whole lot of space?
You know, that's interesting. When we started out camping, we started out in a old truck, and I kept saying, I can't wait to when we have an RV and all we have to do is get in the RV and go, because everything's already in there. But now we have an RV and we still do the same damn thing.
Take it, put it all in, take it all out.
And it seems like more. There's more bigger bags of stuff, and it's just like...
More space, more problems.
Yes.
People always talk about how you grow into your money. You're growing into your RV space.
You do grow into it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When we traded our diplomat in for our new coach, it took us a good day and a half to get everything out of that. There's stuff in the packed away that you didn't even know you had.
Yeah. We had 2 and 3 of things. We had like 8 chairs or, you know.
Remember? Yeah. Tony helped us. It took him forever while we're finding stuff. Shout out to Tony. And
then we had to organize it all back into the other coach.
Yeah.
Yikes. So when we go out to the desert with my husband's family, we have set stuff in the RV that like we just never take out. So it's prepped and ready to go. So we don't have doubles of things like the certain foldable chairs that we take always lay in the bathtub in the bathroom. So they're in there when we go. All of our boots, like we have certain UGG boots that go, beanies, gloves, all of those things. So we just don't bring multiples of everything or forget the stuff we have.
Well, we're supposed to do it that way.
Always we have a winter pack with all that, the hats and everything, packed and cute. But I mean, you still want to bring other stuff too.
What she does is she takes all the bedding off and goes in and washes all this stuff. And then we have to put it back on. So it's big bags of like blankets and towels and things like
trash
that.
Well, you're never going to get rid of that. That's always going to happen unless you never wash your sheets, Dave. But as far as duplicates of chairs, duplicates of kitchenware, duplicates of shoes, hats, jackets, pants, t-shirts, you could just pack for that and leave it in there. And bring odds and ends as you need it.
Simple things like clothes hangers, right? You got those stupid plastic ones, which are about 3/8 in its diameter. Get rid of those. Go back to the wire ones. Get something that's really thin so you can stack more into your closet.
Can't you get the foldable hangers where it's like tiered? So like it's just one hanger, but you can hang multiple shirts on it and then it flattens down.
You probably could. So that's a good idea. Well, we've never done that.
Well, the problem with that is you put things in the bottom of the closet. You only have so much space. And then if you have those tier things, they hang lower, right? But you're still trying to put things in the bottom of the closet.
The beautiful thing is there are 100 ways to skin a cat. That's on brand for the story you had.
Yes.
So if you did that, let's say you bring, I don't know, 10 tops, 10 pants, and you've got 2 hangers and they're hanging really long, but everything's on them. Now you have all this other space on the side to build shelving in your closet for foldables or seasonal wardrobe change or whatever. If you're a full timer, 100 ways to skin a kitty. Meow.
There you go. The other thing is rolling clothes. Now, I don't know which is more effective. If you roll your clothes up like as t-shirts and put them into the drawer or make them flat and put them in the drawer. Theoretically, it's the same volume, but for some reason, it seems like if you roll them, you get more space.
Well, they don't take up as much space, so you can add more.
Why?
Different shape leaves open space. Just squish it down, put another 3 on top of it.
So now you squished it. Does that?
You wouldn't know the difference.
Well, because my shirts are wrinkly?
No, because you don't do the laundry. The packing. Okay. That's Christine's job.
Well,
Christine, you're the driver.
Christine, what do you like to do?
Well, I like to lay things flat.
Hmm. Okay. The one thing you always need to do is avoid overpacking. When you're going somewhere, you pack once, and then just before you load it into the RV, you look at it and go, I don't need that. I'm not going to wear that. I don't need that. Just do it twice. Go through it twice. Always. Even like when you go on vacation.
I feel like it comes with age. The older you get, the more you realize you don't need this. You don't need this. When I used to travel all the time, I was always over when I would fly.
Oh, I'm still always over.
I was always over. Oh, when I fly now, you have 50 pounds. So last time I flew, it was like 32 pounds.
Wow, how'd you do that?
Number one, it's summer, so as little amount of clothing as possible makes it better.
Only 20 pairs of shoes?
No, I just took one pair of shoes and the shoes that were on my feet when I flew.
Hmm.
But I don't need all of that stuff. I want to be comfortable. I try to make it as easy as possible. There are certain things that I will bring that I can't go without. But I also take a carry-on. Well, not a carry-on, but like a big tote bag. I mean, it is a carry-on, but it's not like a rolling carry-on.
Hmm. I don't really want to get into the definition of carry-on, but...
Carry-on.
Christine will do this. It's great fun. We'll lay it out on the bed. And then she says, can you pack this? And I says, well, okay. And then we wait a day. And then we go pack again. And I just like, okay, do you need this? No. Okay, take it out. And we still do that. And we're still overweight.
Well, do you guys pack into one bag?
One suitcase?
Yeah.
No. We started to.
We tried, but it never gets there.
Yeah. So I don't know what it'd be like if Larry and I were in the same suitcase. Not us personally, but our belongings.
Larry could fit in a suitcase. I don't know if you could.
That'd be so nice. I never have to buy a plane ticket for him.
So Larry's got his own bag and you've got yours?
Yeah.
So his bag is a little more like a carry-on?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the way guys pack, right? Yeah.
Some. Most.
That sucks. I mean, we pack all the stuff and sometimes pack stuff for them in our bag. Do you ever pack stuff for Larry in your bag?
Besides Larry.
I love Larry. I don't think so. He's pretty good about making it pretty easy. There's been a couple times we packed together, I think, in one bag. We've driven. But no, he's pretty good. I'll make him like a list so he doesn't forget little bits and bobbles, odds and ends. But I'm the kind of person who has to have a list and check it off twice or I'll forget something. Usually I'll do that and I'll still forget something. So yes, packing. Don't overpack. Work on how you organize and build it. Prepare for the weather.
That's kind of a big one.
You might be going where it's warm, but you got to go through where it's cold. Remember that. And have certain things that you just keep in the RV so that you don't have to worry about taking them out, bringing them back, having six of them by the time you're done.
Yeah, medicine is a good one. Have a second thing of medicine in the RV basically all the time because you never know, something happens to your house and your medicine burns up or something like that. Boom, and now you've got an extra set in your RV.
Just always check your expiration dates. When we discussed talking about this, it sounded like you guys have had some situations with packing where maybe we forgot something.
I was following David in the motorhome, and I realized when we were up at Temecula, we had forgotten rack cards.
You had to come all the way back from Temecula?
So I had to come all the way back, and David kept going, and we were going to meet someplace. Do you remember that, David?
No.
Dave doesn't even remember what day it is. What do you mean?
No, I don't remember that.
Do you know how you got here, Dave?
Mom. Dad forgot his lunchbox and he went home for lunch.
I didn't mean the origin story of your life. I meant to work today in this room.
I don't think we met up until Bakersfield.
Where were we going? I don't remember that at all. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
We've done many RV shows, though. I
know.
But you probably remember that one because it was traumatic. You had to go back. Me, yeah. I just was cruising along. Is she back there?
I remember we were going to the Pomona Fairgrounds. We can move on.
Did you guys hear about Diane Keaton? I mean, who hasn't heard, right?
Oh, everybody has. Yeah. You didn't hear?
This has been a rough year, man. We've lost some good actors and actresses this year. Robert Redford.
Oh, yeah.
Diane Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
We lost Ozzy this year.
Not sure about his acting ability, but
he was an amazing artist. Just I'm some sure talented people.
Speaking of Ozzy, sort of. Do you remember back in the day, Ozzy was a psycho.
I mean, oh yeah.
He would snort ants.
Yeah.
He would urinate on the ground and.
No, don't even.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've seen The Dirt, right? The movie The Dirt.
It's so.
He's crazy.
He was crazy, and then, you know, he mellowed out, or maybe it was just a big act, but I don't think it was just a big act. You don't do things like that, not even on stage. I mean, that was off stage when he did a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because I'll go to, like, the store, or I'll be in an elevator, and you'll hear Ozzy Osbourne music in an elevator, and I'm like, it's so cool, but yet... Thinking about 50 years ago, could you imagine having Ozzy music in an elevator?
Anyways.
So there was a driver stopped in California for using a hand-drawn license plate.
Hand-drawn?
Okay, Rain Man. Thank you. We're just going to swap way past Diane Keaton and pretend like that didn't happen. And we're going to go to... A hand-drawn license plate. That's pretty...
Yeah, they finally pulled him over because it took a while. It actually looks fairly good. Oh, did you see where the dog started a fire in the house?
What?
Yeah, he was chewing on lithium batteries.
That's horrible.
It is horrible.
Well, I heard about that.
Yeah, and luckily the rug was not that flammable, and it just burned a big spot about 2 feet in diameter. But
maybe Itachi needs to go back to the kennel when I'm not home. That kind of stuff scares me.
I know. Yeah.
Man. Man, oh, man. Did you guys see the gorilla at the San Diego Zoo? Was watching a video about it, and this lady was talking about how gorillas are so intelligent that it could have been from any number of reasons. Could have been provoked from something going on in the crowd. Could have been excited. Could have wanted out. So they don't know if it was a happy or an angry slam into the glass.
Could have been mating season.
I wonder what the woman looked like on the outside. But the people that were there said that it felt like an earthquake from it hitting so hard. And where he hit it, like a giant stone would hit a glass. You can't really see him hit it. Yeah. Like you see him run to it, but the shine through the window, you can't. Or through the glass, you can't.
You saw him afterwards. He didn't have a bloody nose or anything. Mm-hmm. So he must have used his forehead.
He's tough.
A big old forehead.
You think he wants to do security here? What about big forehead? What? My head's just big, but my forehead's not. It's just four fingers. It's a forehead.
Is that what they mean by forehead? Yeah. Four fingers?
Yeah.
Get out.
Oh.
No, wild. Bullshit.
You've never heard of somebody go, oh, I have a five head when they have five fingers on their forehead?
No, I've never heard that.
We've never. That's bullshit.
No, I'm dead serious. Look it up.
No, I'm not going to look it up.
You would hate to be wrong, huh?
Correct.
I thought so. Yeah, it's a forehead. I only have four. It's a forehead. Anyways, so I saw an article that was talking about celebrities who, it was a celebrity and her husband, how they've stayed together for as long as they have because they sleep with separate blankets. What are our thoughts? Do you guys sleep with the same blanket or do you sleep with separate blankets?
Well, we sleep with a dog in the middle and the dog sort of pulls.
She doesn't answer the question.
Do you have one blanket or two blankets?
We have one blanket.
The issue is that the dog is in the middle and the dog will... pulls the blanket from either one of us. So I'll be short-sheeted one night, or she'll be short-sheeted the next night.
Oh, no, it's mostly Christine.
Is this?
Yeah.
So when you didn't have a dog and still slept with one blanket, how did it go?
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah. We usually have a sheet and a blanket, and then there's the cover thing. What's that called? Yeah. Bidet? No, what's that called?
It's not a bidet. A duvet?
Duvet.
Duvet.
There you go. Yeah, that thing.
So you have a couple of blankets then. You have a duvet and a blanket on your bed?
Yeah.
So you sleep with two. But do you sleep with both of them over you?
Yeah.
Most of them, unless it gets hot or cold, then you can
take them. But then we turn on the air conditioning.
So nobody steals blankets from the other?
We never, when we together without the dog, before the dog, it didn't have a problem. But now with the dog's heavy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so trying to pull the blanket from underneath this 50-pound dog is...
She doesn't get happy. Yeah, she's not happy.
She's not happy. Then she'll go, arr.
She's taking after her daddy.
Exactly.
For sure.
Sounds like me. Don't bother me.
That's wild. Larry and I are two separate blankets.
How do you do that in one bed?
Yeah.
He has a blanket on him and I have a blanket on me.
But they have like these little blankets, right? Like the, what are they?
Yeah,
like
we
the
use.
5x7?
Oh, no, they're.
Larry's a 3x5.
No. You're on a roll.
Oh, no. Sorry, Larry. I don't know why.
No, some of the, I mean, they're throw blankets, not necessarily like little throw blankets, like an average size. Think like a full, like a full size bed. And we sleep on a queen, but think of like throw blankets that are the size of a full.
So how do you hug each other at night? I mean,
they can't cuddle.
Well, yeah, you can. So, like, when we go to bed, do you want me to answer, Dave?
No. I already said the answer.
No, you can't ask me a question and answer yourself. Remember?
I did.
You remember the pet peeve podcast when I said my number one pet peeve is when someone asks me a question and then doesn't let me answer?
Well, I didn't remember that, but I'm so glad you reminded me so I can do it again.
Sasha, blink twice if you're being held against your will. Blink, blink. So we'll go to bed and we can overlap our blankets. But then as we move throughout the night, they separate without somebody being without a blanket.
So then in the middle of the night, you roll over and you want to hug. There's a blanket between you.
Why are you up in the middle of the night opening your eyes to make sure that like you...
It's not open.
Do you know what kind of acrobats I do in my sleep? I am an acrobatiste in my sleep.
Sure, I want to go to that.
So we figure out a way, if we want to snuggle, if we wake up and we're like, oh, cuddle, cuddle, I'll move the blanket, I'll cuddle him, or I can...
That's a lot of work.
It works for us.
Well, all right, I don't like it. I'm glad I'm not in that bed.
That makes two of us.
Actually, probably three.
Yeah, four if we include my husband.
I was including your husband.
Oh, I thought you were including your wife.
Well, what about me? Shit.
That'd be too crowded.
Oh, my God. We'll leave it for Dave and Larry. They can cuddle. I'm coming to your house for a sleepover.
Okay.
I bet Larry's a cute little cuddler.
He does like to snuggle.
Yeah. Let's see.
Any other fun things out in the world? I didn't realize double blankets or single blanket on the bed was going to be so polarizing, but here we are.
Do you know the largest pumpkin in the world? 2,346 pounds pumpkin.
What's his secret?
Twinkies and Diet Coke.
All right, then.
I don't know. If he tells a secret, then everybody else is going to do it. Why would he tell a secret?
Interesting. Happy Halloween. It's a big ass pumpkin.
That is.
Everybody in the family can carve on that. You can just do one big wraparound of the whole thing. That would be fun. Get a whole neighborhood, grow a giant pumpkin, and then like the whole neighborhood can carve on it, and then you put it at the front of the neighborhood.
It's big enough you could actually make a fort out of it.
Or in it.
That's what I mean.
Oh. Well, say what you mean and mean what you say.
Well, no, when you're making a fort's not on the outside. A fort's on the inside.
Yeah.
Always. Like a snow fort. You ever made a snow fort?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Chris, you ever made a snow fort?
She's from San Diego. What do you mean?
No.
You make sandcastles.
You missed it.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't want to make a snow fort. Sounds cold.
No, it's actually pretty warm. When you're inside and then you put a candle in it, your body heat warms it up. You're warmer on the inside than you are on the outside of it.
If you put a candle in it, wouldn't it melt it? And then
ask the Eskimos who make igloos.
The answer to that is no.
Okay. Yeah.
And now if you put an electric heater in there, that would probably be melt it. Plus, that would be really stupid.
Yes, it would.
My niece says I can't say stupid anymore.
Are you going to get canceled?
Maybe from her. I don't know. I called her. I was talking to her the other day, and she says, David, you know, we don't use that word. What word? Stupid. I said, oh, well, that's stupid.
Does that mean that she listens to our podcast?
No.
Oh. I think Dave was just calling something stupid.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. Speaking of stupid, our fun topic for the day. What's your favorite topic?
Talk it?
I can't speak.
You're like a retard today. What is that?
You can't say that word either anymore.
Why?
No, that's not PC.
It's not PC. Not at all.
But
you can say it where you can't be heard by all these people. So what's your favorite topic to talk about?
The sun?
And being out in the warm weather.
That's your favorite thing to talk about?
Yeah.
You're definitely from San Diego.
Yeah.
Dave, favorite thing to talk about?
Me?
At least he's honest.
What is my best feature? Oh, this is good.
How did we go from our favorite thing to talk about to your best feature?
As
you said, your favorite thing to talk about is yourself. So this does add up.
Okay, there you go. See?
Your best feature. Put it into words. I was just talking to the girls about this. One of the questions we were going over the other day was, who's somebody in your career that has influenced you? And...
You're talking about me? Oh, that's pretty cool.
You were one of the people listed.
What?
There was a few.
What? You had to list me?
I did.
Wow, that's impressive.
David influenced you.
I said my old area manager from Buckle, Carrie. Shout out, Carrie. And then I said, the two of you, I said, Dave and Christine, I said, we've gone through a lot in the last couple of years, pushed me to be better. Always someone I appreciate and look to you guys for advice. So the things that you bring to the table, I can talk to you about anything. And you always have some wise wisdom.
Wow, I'm choking up here. Can't. What, Christine? I can't.
I was gonna say, yes, she can talk to us about anything.
Yeah. I feel like I can always go to you guys for advice or wisdom or, and I'm learning how to run a business from you guys. And you guys have been there for me on a personal level, a professional level. I think you guys are just very caring people.
Now, see, we were talking about me and now you've added you guys.
I can tell you what I don't like about you. Okay, your best trait, Dave. You have a big heart.
Oh, don't tell people that.
You have
that.
A big heart.
That's awful.
If I'm not here next week, it's because Dave kicked me off the show for telling people he's soft on the inside.
Bah,
this is fun.
Humbug.
This is fun. What do you think is Dave's best feature?
He has so many. He really does.
Oh, brown points for her.
He's very caring.
Mm.
He listens to me all the time.
Does he? I'm just lying.
Wait. When I am really upset.
Yes.
He does. So.
Yeah. Okay. So if we're going to do this, what's your favorite feature about
Christine? We're still talking about me.
Do you want me to ask the fan what their favorite feature about you is? Who else are we going to ask?
Oh, we can drag in them.
They don't want to be on the podcast.
Yes.
Especially to... Stroke your ego for you.
Yes, please do.
Christine's best feature.
Her smile.
Yeah, she does have a good smile.
It's an amazing smile.
Yeah. I like her laugh and her sense of humor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Laugh.
I mean, just one, if you were to pick one best feature. I mean, you guys are bragging us, you know, bragging me up. I don't know what you're trying to butter me up. You want me to buy something. But one best feature is kind of the thing I was trying to get at.
I said one best feature. You have a big heart.
Okay.
I was going for turning it around again.
No, I was going for hair, but apparently that didn't work.
You said best feature.
Oh. Okay, Christine, what is Sasha's best feature?
I'm terrified for Dave's response here.
No, she's a good friend. Aww. She's always there.
Dave, what's my best feature?
I don't think I...
I'll give you a minute to go vomit after you say it.
Let's see. There's so many.
What do I run through? One thing? Sasha really picks up fast on things.
Oh.
Like if I'm showing her something on the computer, she'll pick it up.
Thanks.
And I don't have to worry about it.
Thanks. That is very nice of you to say. I appreciate that. TikTok, Dave. We're gonna stay here until you answer it. We might be able to do next week's podcast at the same time. It's gonna be next Thursday or Friday.
There's gotta be something. You have a good podcast voice. How's that?
That's my best feature.
I think so.
I take You're back brutal, your David. Big heart. I take it back.
You're brutal, David.
Did you know Ace Frehley died?
We're really skipping over that.
Oh. I already said it. I said it. That was it. Boom.
Before we talk about that, since you guys asked so kindly, my favorite topic to talk about is either family, faith, or mental health. Okay.
Well, okay.
That's it.
Well, that's good. That's your favorite topic.
Topics. I couldn't pick one.
Oh, how'd we get on that?
That was what was on.
That was what's on the.
And you guys answered it earlier until you wanted us to tell you how amazing you are and what nice hair you have.
Exactly.
He's having a rough day. He was probably, you're feeling low today. You need some affirmations from everybody else around you. I will feed your affirmations for you. You have a nice big heart and your hair's fine. I love it here.
I thought my hair looked pretty good today. That was it.
Did you have your glasses on?
Some days not so good, boy. In the morning when I wake up, it looks like a big old rat's nest in the back. Every morning, so I must be moving my head around, just dancing in my sleep.
Did the cat sleep with you?
No, little shit.
They didn't sleep with you?
No, they didn't come down to the couch. I miss Alex.
I'm sure she misses you.
Yeah. So, Ace Frehley died.
How?
I don't know. Head injury.
I saw this yesterday.
Oh.
He fell.
He fell.
Ace Frehley. Last time I saw it, he was in the hospital in critical condition with a brain bleed from a fall. I see it didn't go well.
Oh, they don't say how he fell, though. I can't believe I didn't get more hurt on my bicycle. He just fell. Boom. Died. I fell going 20 miles an hour off my bike and no helmet.
I've got plans for you, kid.
Yeah, it's here to make you guys suffer.
Diane Keaton, back to that, how she died. She had bacterial pneumonia for weeks.
Yeah.
And that's what led to her death. I saw a more recent picture and oh my God.
Really?
She had lost a whole bunch of weight, struggled with bacterial pneumonia, and it was just her time.
You know, a pneumonia just seems like it's something that if you just put enough antibiotics in you, you can get rid of it.
Sometimes you just can't.
Hmm.
It's wild. Absolutely wild. Man, we've lost some people this year. God.
I went to the dentist yesterday, and my dentist said my teeth are great.
I really feel like I'm on a podcast with Rayman. It's just random topics coming out of your mouth.
That's the way the old people brain works. You know that, right? Yeah. Something comes up, you got to take it because she'll forget it.
That's true.
Yeah.
You wonder why we keep interrupting each other all the time. It's because if we don't say it right then, we'll forget it.
At least you guys know that. So it's not interrupting. It's just old people conversation. That's what you're saying. That's how old people talk.
I know. It's true.
So what's everybody's plans for this weekend?
Well, starting tomorrow, it's going to be Borrego Days. Woo-hoo.
Tell us about Borrego Days.
They're going to have a parade in the morning. They're going to have a flyover.
You saw a V-22 out in Borrego yesterday landing right behind you.
Oh, yeah. It was on its way to Pendleton, and it had engine problems. And so it landed on the airstrip right there. It was so neat to see it come down. It kicked up so much dust.
Dang.
if nobody's gone to Borrego before, it's a really cool place. It's just south of Palm Springs by probably an hour and a half. It's an hour and a half from El Centro and an hour and a half from San Diego. It would be like a Mayberry. It's really cool. No stoplights, small town.
No stoplights.
Everybody knows everybody. And so they have this Borrego Day Parade, and then they have a beer garden and a vendor. They'll have bands starting tonight, I guess. Oki wants us to go and watch some bands tonight.
Yeah.
I think we have more friends out in Borrego than we do San Diego.
You have
us? We do have a lot of friends out here.
You have us here, though.
Again, I think we have more friends out there than we do here.
We have younger friends in San Diego.
Got baby Janet.
Well, you guys are friends, but you're not social friends. You know what I mean? We don't go out and play cards or go drinking and things like that. Because you're great people. I mean,
that's true.
We basically love you guys.
Aw, we love you guys.
That was very hard to say.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Look at you make progress. Let's try this again. What's your favorite trait about me? Let's see. Are you on a roll?
What?
Favorite trait about...
I'm still going with the voice. You have great podcast voice.
I've never been complimented on my voice. It is so monotone and it makes my ears hurt. Myself.
Well, that's one thing that I like about it is I can hear it.
We make a good team.
Yeah, so Borrego Day is gonna be fun. He gonna MC the parade, so he'll. We were in the parade once. We had a float with our 68 Chevy Impala convertible, and we towed. Is that a real word? Towed.
Yeah,
it is. Okay, so we towed a little float we made with Indian girls on it and monks. Yeah.
So Borrego Days.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. So that's what we're doing this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing this weekend? Nothing, right?
What are you doing?
Larry has a shooting class tomorrow night. Shout out Civil Training Solutions. Mm-hmm. It's a no light, low light class, which is pretty cool. It's out in the dark. Starts at 4 p.m. They've got flashlights on their guns.
Mm-hmm.
And learn how to shoot in the dark. And so I'm going to have a night with my little gremlins. And we're going to watch movies and hang out. I don't really want to do much of anything. I need to clean my makeup brushes. That's really that and do laundry.
Wow.
But I need to grocery shop. But I want to have... I feel like we've kind of been go, 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 go these last few weekends. And I just need some... I need to relax.
Downtime.
Some downtime. I just don't want to make any plans. I don't want to do anything. So I don't want to do anything. Sleep, rest, relax.
I was going to say something, but you went on so long that I forgot it.
I did that because I could tell you were going to say something and I wanted to avoid it. These headphones are hurting my head.
They're just not big enough?
Probably not.
You want, I can cut them in half. Extend.
I need earbuds so it doesn't have to go over my head. This has been a great chat, guys. Any other fun facts over there, Rayman? You got a fun poop story?
Didn't we have a poop story? What was our poop story? I thought we had one. We're getting a toilet that talks to you. It's got a remote control, so when Christine's in there, I can be outside and make
stop it.
Stop it,
nuh-uh. Are you being serious?
It better not.
Well, it is a remote control. You're supposed to leave it on the wall, but you can take it off the wall and... I could have it in the other room and make it's a boudet thing.
I like how he doesn't tell me these things until they're already here.
Until the toilet comes to life in the middle of the night when you're going to the bathroom.
Exactly.
Christine, I am your conscience.
The lid goes up and down and it starts squirting. And
oh, God. That'd be horrible. I feel for you, Christine.
Thank you.
If you need to drive to Alpine to use the bathroom, let me know.
Okay.
All right, kids.
See. I can't think. Did we have a no promo this week? Okay.
We talked about the promo.
We talked about it. Why don't you mention it again, Sasha?
If you want 10% off, use PC10 at checkout. P as in Paul, C as in Charlie, 10, PC10.
We did talk about that?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
You did?
My God.
I thought I had another story and I can't remember what it was.
Well, that's too bad.
Is it really? Are you on your phone?
I'm checking on our lunch.
Oh.
Because if I didn't check on our lunch, as soon as we got off this, he'd go, when's your finger going to be here? What's for lunch?
I already bought my lunch. I went to...
He did go to Sprouts yesterday, yeah. And he grocery shopped for himself. And he got himself a salad for lunch today. Want some food for dinner last night?
And had sushi for lunch yesterday, which I will not do again. It wasn't very good.
I tend to stay away from the grocery store sushi. I did have sushi last night, though.
Sprouts sushi they, like, make right then.
I don't know what right then is, but it wasn't right in front of me. It was, well, in the package.
That's your fault.
Did you find a Sprouts in
Yes, Paul I Springs? Did.
Okay, good.
You're going to have to edit this whole chunk out. Are we done?
Big chunks of edit.
Okay. Well, this has been fun. And it's been real, but I don't know if it's been real fun. Christine, say bye to the kids.
Bye, kids.
Bye, Christine. Bye, we'll see Christine. You later this afternoon.
Yay!
Running them up a flagpole, proud and true. Stays in all the fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.